valve. The shuttle was supposed to move out to Launch Pad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center this morning, but a valve in the hydraulic system of one of the solid rocket boosters did not pass an equipment test. The delay should not impact Discovery's launch date, which is set for August 25th at 1:36 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl is an American woman who's gone over to Israel. She's been there for 10 years as a journalist, but of course she preaches the Word of God, baptizes people, brings both Palestinians and the Israelis into a personal relationship with our Lord. And of course, you're not hearing too much about what's going on over there, but there is a tremendous increase in the number of Messianic Jews. There are all sorts of things happening as far as the Palestinian people, and many Muslims are coming to know the Lord. Of course, they do so at the risk of their lives. Would you be willing to risk your life to become a Christian today? Well, the Palestinians are, because they're in a totally hopeless situation. And Cheryl's on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of the state of Israel, the survival of certainly Western civilization. Cheryl, thanks very much for being with us again.
No, it's good being here. Thank you.
Well, now, why don't you just pick up the story and talk about the things you'd like to talk about? I know that certainly you have many, many concerns about the situation as far as the Palestinians, how we're financing the terrorists over there. We're financing the Fatah terrorists, who are just as bad as the Hamas terrorists. And, of course, we're actually giving and training and providing weapons for the Fatah terrorists, where we actually, of course, control Egypt. We give them a large sum of money every year, billions of dollars, and we could stop them from, you know, allowing the missiles that are being taken by Hamas into Gaza to lob into Israel. We could stop that tomorrow. We don't want to do that. It almost seems like the people who control our government want to continue this this tragic conflict over there. But you pick up the stories and give it from your point of view.
Okay, well, I'll actually talk from the point of view of the people under the Palestinian Authority, because I work with a lot of Palestinians, and they're telling me what's going on. They're asking me to get the truth out to the West, to get their stories out, and to let people know really what's going on. You have two different powers over there. You have the Hamas, which we are calling, Americans calling, the terrorist organization, and Fatah, which is the more moderate, we're calling them moderate, and they're under the Palestinian Authority. Well, Hamas, since they've been labeled a terrorist organization, we are not dealing with them, so we want to deal. The American government wants to deal with Fatah and the Palestinian Authority. They know that there has to be a two-state solution. There has to be a Palestinian state to appease the Arab nations. And so America, the EU, the UN, all the world wants to work with this Fatah moderate association, this organization, which is under Abu Mazen, the leader of the Palestinian people. Now, what people don't know is that it is a very corrupt organization. It's a very corrupt leadership, and the people on the ground will tell you that. As a matter of fact, the Palestinian people, when they had a vote, they voted for Hamas. They voted for this terrorist organization above Fatah and the Palestinian Authority because they know that Hamas will build hospitals for them. Hamas will make jobs for them. Hamas will help the people. Now, this is what they're saying. And they're saying Fatah will take that money, put it in their pockets, help their cousins, their uncles, their families, and also build up the militia. So if any teenager, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, wants a job, it's very difficult to find under the Palestinian Authority now because the money that we're sending to them is going to the militia to build up Fatah. So if the kid wants a job, they're going to have to join the militia in order to support their families if they want to get married. And so it's a very hard situation because we are the ones that are funding the Palestinian Authority. We're training them, we're teaching them to fight against Hamas to keep everything and the law under control there, but they also turn around and they use those weapons and they use that training against the Jewish people, against the Israelis, against anyone that becomes Christian. That's a traitor to Islam, a traitor to the Palestinian people. So there's a lot that's going on that people don't know, and these things need to get out. Neither one of those organizations, those governments, are good for the people.
And I think people have to understand they're both terrorist organizations, and we're basically funding the most corrupt one. Now, certainly Hamas is a terrorist organization, no question about it, but at least it spends its money to help the people. We back the one that is not helping the people. It's Arafat's organization. We gave him literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, which he salted away in bank accounts, and we knew what was going on. And, of course, we go, oh, my goodness, we want to help the people, but we're not helping the people. We're supporting an organization that is oppressing the people, of course, with the military weapons that we provide for them. I mean, wouldn't they actually be a lot better off if we just pulled out altogether? So we talk about democracy, but the people elected Hamas. They elected democratically elected the people of Hamas, and we just refused to accept that election, and we backed the PLO that the people didn't want and didn't vote for. How could we say we support with democracy when we refuse to go along with the choice of the Palestinian people? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's true that we're not backing what they want, but in a way, some of those people don't know what they really want. Now, Hamas has imposed Sharia law in Gaza. They do have control of the people in Gaza. Now they have Sharia police. That means they have the ultimate Islamic rule, and they are, if anyone goes against the laws there, let's say a woman does not have her head covered or some of her hair is showing, they could be arrested. They could be beaten. If one woman was found, a journalist, as a matter of fact, was found on the beach laughing, and she had her hair uncovered, she was approached by the Sharia police, and they threatened to put her in prison. So this is how Hamas controls the people. Now, do the people really want that? I've already talked to people in Bethlehem, and these are Arab Christians that say they want Hamas in control. But they said, but Cheryl, if Hamas gets in control, well, then they'll impose Sharia law, which means anyone that's not a Muslim will be taxed. So the Arab Christians will be taxed. They would have to cover their head. They would have to go by the laws of Islam. And they don't really want that. So the people are very confused. The problem is there's only two people to choose from. It's either Palestinian Authority, Abu Mazen, the Fatah, or Hamas. They need another choice, somebody that is really for them.
But I think people have really forgotten. You go into the origin of Hamas. Where did it come from? It was funded by the CIA and the Mossad. We have a book called The Devil's Game pointing out that we brought, that we created, we funded, we organized Hamas, you know, as an opposition to the PLO. And now, of course, we say, oh, isn't it terrible? They look at the Sharia law. But that is the same thing with this whole Islamic movement. If you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get it from Radio Liberty. You need to understand how we finance both sides. And then, of course, we pick one side or the other. We pick the side that isn't democratically elected. And then we cry for democracy as we say, my goodness, you know, we know what's best for the people. They don't know what's good for themselves. And as Cheryl says, neither side is good. And Israel is really in a tragic situation, but so are the Palestinian people. What about the Lord's work in Palestine? Are some of the Muslims risking their lives and becoming Christians?
Yeah, actually in the West Bank and in Israel proper, a lot of Israeli Arabs are becoming Christians, and the people in the West Bank especially, because they're losing hope in this religion that they've been brought up under. They are born as Muslims, and they grow up learning about Islam, and they learn a different history than what is actual the history of the world and the Jewish history and the history that we know of. And so as they grow and they learn these things, they go to the mosque and they are brainwashed. Now, I met a man, he's with Islamic Jihad, or he was with Islamic Jihad, which is a terrorist organization, and he was learning to be a sheikh. He wanted to be a sheikh, a leader in the Arab world. And so he went and got two master's degrees in Islamic studies. As he was studying, he was thinking, my goodness, how come I belong to this religion? Because as he saw Muhammad engage a girl at 6 years old, he married her at 8 years old. He said, that's sick. How can a grown man marry a woman that's eight, or a young girl who's 8 years old? Also, if somebody didn't convert to Islam, they would kill them. Either they converted by violence, you know, and they would push them into it, or they would kill them. He said, I don't want to belong to this religion anymore. This is not a God that I want to serve. The only way to get into heaven is to become a warrior, a martyr, and kill yourself. So you can be sure to be in heaven if you are a martyr in a holy war. So, anyways, yes, this is it.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock, who's over there in the front lines of this battle for the survival of Christian civilization.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, one of the things, of course, that the American State Department wants to do is to force the settlers out of Judea and Samaria. Now, Judea and Samaria are very, very close to Jerusalem. We forced them, the Israelis, to withdraw the, 35,000, 40,000 settlers who had been in Gaza. Some of them had been there 20 or 30 years. They were a major source of fruit and flowers for all of Europe. They were prosperous. They were doing well. And because of the Oslo Accord and this idea, well, we've got to give all of this land to the Palestinians. Once they get it, it simply falls into a total disuse and, of course, total chaos. All the beautiful homes in Gaza, the greenhouses, the farming, all of it has been destroyed thanks to the pressure of the American State Department put on the Israeli government to forcibly, by force of arms and at bayonet point, to force the settlers to leave Gaza, the Jewish settlers. They've been resettled in Israel. They've been promised, of course, that they were going to have a compensation for the homes and for the farms that they lost. No compensation or very little has come to them. Many of them have no place to live, have no jobs. And now they wanted to do the same thing to the settlers, you know, in Judea and Samaria. How did the Israelis feel about America? And we're telling them what they have to do and what else they have to give up going along with the Oslo Accord and all the other programs we forced upon them.
Well, I know there was a protest recently, and many, many people protested, thousands of people protested in front of the president's house against this, removing settlers from the Judea and Samaria, of course. And the land for peace deal is what it was supposed to be in Gaza. See, Israel was supposed to move out all these people, and then we were supposed to get peace in return. And the thing is, there was no peace. So Israel did their part, but the Palestinians did not do their part. So why should Israel make another step and get people out of another part of the area or part of the Palestinian area or the West Bank when there's no peace in return? There's got to be a give and take. There's got to be negotiations on both sides. It can't be a one-sided deal. And the thing is, you're right, that they did not get what they needed. These people had beautiful homes. They were really being very fruitful in what they were doing. And now a lot of them are living in trailers. Some of them don't have a place to live. Some of them are still living in tent cities or caravans. It's just a hard situation, and to do it all over again without getting anything in return from the Palestinians would be a foolish move.
Well, now, what part did the American State Department play in creating this problem?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, Dr. Stan. I just know that the government, when I was there just a couple weeks ago speaking to congressmen and senators, and they, some of them were Christians, and they said, we don't agree with this move either, but the government is trying to do what they can to appease the Arab world in trying to negotiate so they can have a peaceful, so-called peaceful state with the Palestinian people. And they say, the Palestinian people say, we will have peace if you guys do this, this, and this. But none of that has come to pass yet. So we need to see some move on their part in order to really have this peace. And I pray that our government will not push Israel any further until they see some movement forward by the Palestinian people. And I got to tell you this one thing, because I know I work with the parents, and I know the people underneath the Palestinian Authority. You know what they teach their kids in school, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, is how to make bombs. You know why they teach them how to make bombs is because they plan to, when the kids get 16, 17 years old, is how to use that on their neighbors, the Israelis, so they can get them off their territory, is how they put it. They say, these Israelis are occupying our territory, and we need to take over our land. So if these people, Palestinian people, really want to have peace next year, why are they teaching kids at 8, 9, 10 years old to kill their neighbors when they're 16 and 17 years old? It doesn't make sense. They need to start teaching peace now if they really want peace now.
But do they really want peace, or do they simply want to destroy the, kill all the Israelis? I mean, that's one of the things it calls for in the Quran, doesn't it?
That's it, and that shows that they don't want to have peace with the people. It's all lip service right now. There is no heart behind it. They really don't want to have peace with their neighbors. In the Quran, it says we must win the world for Allah, and they're going to go forward and get as much as they can through negotiations. When negotiations stop, then they're going to go in and take over, and they're going to have a lot more land. They're going to be able to shoot right down on the people. They're going to have so much that Israel is not going to have much of a chance until the Lord steps in.
And, Chris, what people really don't, the average American doesn't understand is right now we're dependent upon the Muslim countries, on Saudi Arabia and the Persian Gulf countries, you know, for oil, for not so much for the United States, but certainly for Europe. And if they wasn't providing there, why, Europe would be in real trouble. And this isn't necessary. America's got we've got the largest natural gas and oil supplies in the world. If you haven't read my material on the oil, the shale oil that we have in this country, the offshore oil, the oil that's up in Alaska in the wildlife area, the Gull Island, the Aleutian oil. Now, that none of this is being tapped, so we will be dependent upon the Arab nations and finance them so they can, of course, be in confrontation with Israel. Doesn't make sense, but so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening as far as water, because we hear that the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea are both drying up. Is that really true?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, there was an article that said, this is just a day or two ago, that the Dead Sea is down 9 meters. That's incredible, because if you go to the Sea of Galilee, you know, and I actually lived in Tiberias for a little while, that sea has gone down so much, there's beaches where there used to be water. It's horrible, and the water source comes from the Golan Heights. The three rivers that make up the Jordan River go down into the Sea of Galilee, and then it fills it up, and then it runs down to the Dead Sea. So a problem with Syria is Syria said, we don't want the Golan Heights on a silver platter. We want it on a gold platter. If Syria takes the Golan Heights, if Israel gives them the Golan Heights, they could cut that water source off from the Jordan, and it would cut a major water source from the Israeli people. Without water, you can't survive.
No, you really can't. Now, how are you doing, how is Israel doing with their desalinization plants?
Actually, they're doing very well. They have one of the most sophisticated desalinization plants in all of the world. So they're working on this project, and I heard that it's going to be spread. I was at a conference recently in Washington, that this technology that they have will be spread around the world. But, yes, they are working on this. They're working on negotiations with different countries, with Jordan, as a matter of fact, to work on getting the Dead Sea back up to its level. And I don't know how they're going to do it, but we're going to see in the near future the desalinization plants are going to be working. But also they need that source of water that's coming from the Golan. Very important.
Now, what about this talk about digging a ditch from the Red Sea down to the Red Sea, so the water then from the Red Sea could flow into the Dead Sea, because of course Israel is far below the ocean level, so that would be a great source of water. But is it practical? Are they considering that?
Well, they are considering different options, and that's probably one of them. But the thing is, how is their relationship with Egypt. Right now, they have a cold peace going on, and they're working along with Egypt. Everything sounds good on the surface, but underneath, it's not as good as it looks. There are weapons being smuggled from Egypt to Gaza, which is against Israel, of course, and Egypt's allowing this. So how can you work with a partner that you can't trust? Well, Israel's desperate to have water, so I don't know if they're going to go forward with that or not.
Well, of course, the thing is that Egypt is totally dependent upon the United States, and if the United States said, we're going to not give you any more money, and we're going to put sanctions on you if you don't stop those weapons going into Gaza to use against the Israelis, the Egyptians would stop tomorrow. But we don't do that. You see, basically, it's almost as if we want to keep this conflict going. The policies of the American State Department are disastrous as far as Israel is concerned, and disastrous as far as America is concerned. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number, 1-800-242-9210. 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you have a question for Cheryl, why, we'd love to have you on. Cheryl, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry, how they could support it, because as said to my wife and I know we have in the past, I hope we have recently, I don't keep track with those things, but we think that Cheryl is doing a great job. She's been to our home and visited with us. So Cheryl, how can people get in touch with your ministry?
They could actually, I have a P.O. box in California, and that takes care of the ministry that I do and answers questions. I'm, of course, most of the time in Israel. But people can get in touch with me through this P.O. box, and I'll give that address. It's P.O. box 4909, Paso Robles. It's P-A-S-O, second word, Robles, R-O-B-L-E-S. That's in California, 93447. And the ministry is called Fast for Life. The other way that people can get in touch with me is sending me an email at grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L dot Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at gmail.com. And I would be happy to answer any questions. But there's a lot going on in Israel, and the ministry that I do is take goods and things to the people that need it, the vitamins, clothing, blankets. Sometimes I pay their electricity bill. Sometimes I get their teeth fixed. You know, those people are in need, whether they're Jewish, whether they're Arabs, Druze, Bedouins, Ethiopians, Ukrainians, Holocaust survivors. People need help. And I like going in and helping them. And then they want to get their stories to the West, so I help them by telling their stories also.
Well, Cheryl's doing a great job, and I wish we could, my wife and I could go over, but we're a little old for that, and I think that we've been called to be on the radio, and God's given us a radio ministry, so we're going to keep that up just as long as He gives us the voice. If you have a question, something you'd like to know about what's going on in Israel or Palestine today, our number, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Now, of course, you know, a lot of people are a little reluctant to go over to Israel, you know, because certainly of the violence there, but is this really a problem as far as the tourists are concerned?
You know, it's really not, and I pretty much feel safe in Israel. Actually, I feel safer in Israel than I would in Los Angeles. I know that it's a place that I'm supposed to be, so that's one of the reasons. But the second reason is because I know where the problem areas are, and your tour guides and bus drivers know where the problem areas are, and they don't want to go there either, so they're not going to lead tourists to those areas. Everyone in Israel wants tourists to come, even in the West Bank. If you go to Jericho or Bethlehem in the West Bank, the Palestinians want people to come there, and they want them to buy their items that they make, and they just want to see their faces and be encouraged. So tourists are more than welcome. It's not dangerous for tourists.
Well, I know, because when we always went to Israel in the past, we always went to Bethlehem. There were a lot of Christian stores there, and we always enjoyed shopping there. But I understand that most of the Christians have been driven out of Bethlehem. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. More and more are leaving all the time, as a matter of fact. As soon as Israel gave it over to the Palestinian Authority, Bethlehem started going downhill, and the Palestinians will tell you this. They would rather have the Israeli rule than the Palestinian rule. These Arab Christians, now these are Orthodox, Syrian, Russian.
Who in order?
Pardon?
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Okay, and the Catholic, Amalekites, these are all Orthodox Christians that have been born in Bethlehem, grown up in Bethlehem, and now they're leaving because the Islam, Muslims, are really picking on these people. I was with a friend who's an Arab Christian, and we were attacked by a police officer for no reason. He started beating on the car as he pulled us over and started beating and yelling, and it was just absolutely crazy. And I asked my friend, what's he talking about? Why is he doing this? He said, because I'm a Christian. So this is how the Christians are treated. Yes, they're leaving. I think it's only 7% now Christians. It used to be very majority Christians, of course.
Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, this can happen, and you can attribute it directly to American foreign policy. And the question is, you know, why is the American so anti-Christian? Certainly it used to be that 10% of the people in Iraq were Christians. They lived there peacefully, they prospered, and now that the heroic Americans are there, why, of course, most of the Christians have been driven out. And you have to ask yourself, why isn't our government defending the Christians? Well, we've got somebody calling from New York. Who's calling?
Ken.
Kent, hey, good to have you with us again. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Kent, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, and thank you. Ms. Hancock, I've only heard you from the times you've been interviewed on this broadcast, maybe three or four times. And I'm sorry to say, but from what I hear of you, you sound like a Israel is always right kind of defender, and the Arabs and the Muslims are always wrong.
Well, no, I don't get that.
That may be unfair of me, Doc, forgive me, but I'm going just by what I've heard from the interviews that you've had with her. So I'd just like to ask her, what is her ministry all about? Who sponsors her, and why is she in Israel so often? What's her purpose?
Yeah, well, one of the things is I went over there over 10 years ago to help the people because I saw a need, but I was very pro-Israel at that time. And what happened was I started working with Arab people. They came across my path. So I've been working in the Bethlehem area and Jericho. I have medical clinics in Jericho. I go into the villages of the Muslim people, and I take them humanitarian aid because I see the need. A lot of the people, the Palestinian people, are very, very poor and sad. And the reason I sound so pro-Israel is because these guys are telling me the stories that if they talk against their government, Palestinian Authority, that they can get killed. And some of their children have been killed. And I know them personally, and it really hurts because I love the Muslim people, the people that I work with, the Arab people that I work with, especially the Arab Christians in Bethlehem. And I've been in Bethlehem, and I've been really guns around me from the Israeli soldiers. The Israelis are no angels. They have really hurt the Palestinian people in a lot of ways. You try to go through a checkpoint in Bethlehem, I had these soldiers come around me shaking with guns, actually wanting to shoot me. I was scared. I had my hands up. I didn't know what was going on. They were yelling at me in Hebrew. I backed off. I tried to get out of Bethlehem another way because there's a big wall around Bethlehem. And then I found out why they were shaking and pointing the guns at me. It's because a Palestinian walked up to an Israeli checkpoint and blew up five soldiers in a suicide attack. And they were afraid of what I was going to do. So I saw what the Palestinian people have to go through. I experienced being locked in this big walled place. So I'm not pro-Israel, and I'm not pro-Palestinian, but I'm a Christian, and I'm pro-Jesus. And what I want to do is take the love of God to all the people. So I take that humanitarian aid to all of them.
Are you a medical doctor?
No, I'm not. I have medical people come in. Doctors, we had 20 doctors in April come in. I was an organizer. I'm not a doctor. So I organized this medical clinic in Jericho, and we worked on people for 3 days straight.
Kent, how do you feel about Israel? Do you dislike Israel?
No, Doc. I've read the Bible two times, and I was in the camp of maybe like John Hagee and his Christians United for Israel kind of movement, something like that, maybe not as extreme as I think his is. But then I did some more research and read more of the Bible and just thought about it and prayed about it, and I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not pro-Israel. I think I would agree with Ms. Hancock that we should look for who's right whenever who's right and defend whoever's right. And when someone's wrong, we should criticize that wrong.
And I think you're absolutely right.
In Gaza, when the Palestinians were launching the missiles, excuse me.
Go ahead.
That's wrong. And the Israeli invasion into Gaza was a terrible overreaction, in my opinion. So I think there's wrong on both sides. And unfortunately, because of a combination of factors, we tend to get an unbalanced perspective on the Mideast, I think. It's too pro-Israel, and I don't think it should be too pro-Arab. I think it should be right down the middle. And, you know, our government has not had noble purposes at times in that part of the world. I listen to you and how much our CIA is arming all these terrorist groups or starting up terrorist groups, you know, playing the game of pitting this group against that group. And I just read in a newsletter or somewhere back in 1985, CIA Director Casey ordered a bombing in Lebanon. They were trying to take out a sheikh or an imam in Lebanon. Maybe Ms. Hancock knows about this. And they wound up killing 80 innocent people killing the sheikh.
I think
it's a vicious cycle. And I don't think being pro-Israel or pro-Palestinian is the answer, but being true arbitrators and being people genuinely in the middle trying to maybe bring some genuine peace to that part of the world, which isn't going to be easy, of course.
Hold that thought. I think you're very right. Absolutely. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, of course, is Cheryl Hancock, and I think that what Kat says is absolutely true. I don't think that you can choose up sides, because I believe that there's corruption on both sides. I do think one thing, and I believe that the children of Israel are in Israel today because God wanted them there for this time of history. But I don't think God's necessarily supporting the Israeli government. Do you want to make a comment on that, or should we let that one go by, Cheryl?
No, I think Kent was right, too. We need to not get into it politically, as Jesus didn't get into it politically. We need to not be pro this or pro that. But we need to remember our focus is that we are examples, and we need to be a light to the world. And the only way that we can really reach these people is to show them the love of Christ. And we can't do that if we take sides.
I think you're absolutely right. As guys, Kent, I assume, is gone. All right, fine. Well, our number, once again, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And it's so easy to take sides in this and to think that somehow or other politically we're going to solve the problem, and we're not going to solve it. Problem politically. I think that God's plan and Lucifer's plan is going to be playing out there, and we have to understand, we have to look at everything taking place through the prism of the Bible. And once you do, and once you understand biblical prophecy, so many of the things that are taking place finally begin to make sense. Well, certainly, when will you be going back over there to Israel, Cheryl?
I'll be heading back. I have a speaking tour in England, and then after that, which is the end of September, I'll be there in Israel.
All right, fine. Chris, would you be here in California at all on this speaking trip, or are you going to be mostly in the east, then off to England?
No, actually, I'll be flying back to California around the 19th, 20th of this month, August, and I will be speaking in California until I go to England, which is early September.
All right, fine. Of course, Cheryl will be with us next week on our evening program, and I think that'll be on next Tuesday. So if you're out there and across America, you can go to our website, and that's Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern time, which is a terrible time, but that's all right. Cheryl's a good sport, and she's willing to sometimes even gets up very early in the morning when we've called her there over in Israel. Well, certainly, as far as the economy is concerned, what's happened to the Israeli economy? Is it getting along pretty well?
Well, so far, it's one of the better economies. Israel is doing very good, and they're very wise people in what they do. They have invented a lot of things recently that have really pushed things up. I have to tell you, it's really a good economy, but when you go over there, just keep in mind, it's very expensive. Gas is $8 a gallon, for instance. And it's very hard to get certain items, so the things that you buy are imported, and it's very expensive. 18% tax in the country, so the tax is very high. It's not easy to live in Israel. It's very high, but their economy is doing well.
All right, fine. Well, certainly if you're out there in a position you'd like to help Cheryl, I think what she's doing is very, very important. She's never asked for anything, but we've always realized that you can't operate in a vacuum. Well, now, as far as the Lord working among the Israeli people, what is happening there? Are you having any? Are some of the Israeli people actually coming to have a personal relationship with the Lord? And what happens to an Israeli who actually does become a Christian?
Oh, it's a big topic. There's a lot of things going on as far as in the Jewish world. Of course, I told you the Palestinians are coming to the Lord like crazy because they're losing hope in their God, Allah, which isn't the same God that the Jewish people or we worship at all. And so they are coming into the Lord like crazy. As far as the Jewish peoples, the ones that are becoming Christians, they call them Messianic Jews because they believe the Messiah has come, him being Jesus Christ, that they are being persecuted over there by the more ultra-Orthodox Jews. And the persecution goes on to be firebombs. A friend of mine, his child was blown up when he opened up a Purim package. Some of you probably heard about that. And I had rubber bullets shot at my house. I've had a goat's head in my underneath my car because I'm a Christian, not because I was out evangelizing. I've been doing news media, and I drove home one night, and there was a goat's head underneath. And that means they're putting curses on me and wanting me to leave. Well, I did leave that house that I lived in before they put a firebomb underneath my car. So it's not easy to live there for the Messianic Jews when they come to the Lord. It's not easy. They lose their families. They lose their businesses. And, of course, they can be attacked.
And I think, the Jews who become Christians come under attack. The Muslims who become Christians certainly risk being killed. the average American here probably doesn't even really value his Christianity. The ability simply to explore Christianity and then become one, certainly at the present time there's not persecution, but I think it's only a matter of time before persecution does come, and I would simply tell people that they better be becoming prepared for it. Would you agree with that? Do you have a final thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Yeah, I do agree with that, and I would say that to hold on to what we have, because we have a valuable gift in Jesus Christ. We have eternal life with him, and those people, as you said, are holding on to it so tight that they'll lose their life for it, that they'd rather have the eternal life and the love of Christ living in their hearts. And we need to have the same thing and value it just as much.
Well, we're out of time. God bless you, Cheryl, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. If anything comes up you can't make it, let me know. But otherwise, we'll plan on Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and, of course, you'll have to get us the telephone number. Cheryl? I guess we lost Cheryl. Well, I'm sorry we did, but I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Cheryl and Sydney. She's a very courageous lady who risks her life regularly, suddenly going into the Palestinian area over there, where, of course, they hate Christians and they certainly hate anybody coming in from Israel. So anyway, of course, but it behooves us to be involved as best we can. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have an opportunity to pick up a good number of other stations, but, of course, we would need some financing to help us. And if you're in a position to help, and I know that things are tight, but I think that this is so important to reach as many people as we can in the time that God's given us. If you'd like to help us pick up some additional stations, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to understand what's really going on over in Israel, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent series. They're in DVDs, 10 DVDs. They're called The Final Countdown. You can get part one, the first five, the second five, part two. You can get Pastor Crone's book, which we are carrying. You can get 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to understand what's really going on over in Israel, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent series. They're in DVDs, 10 DVDs. They're called The Final Countdown. You can get part one, the first five, the second five, part two. You can get Pastor Crone's book, which we are carrying. You can get, of course, a CD set, the first five CDs of the interviews we did on this subject. And we call that Countdown to Armageddon. Countdown to Armageddon, the first five of the DVDs in the series. So if you'd like to get them, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to understand the spiritual battle, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the final, or I should say the forbidden secret, and then, of course, the financial Armageddon. They're two good talks, each one with a syllabus. We'll explain to you who really is running the world, and, of course, what the forces are, where we're headed, who Barack Obama really is. And, of course, that's covered in the financial Armageddon, the DVD, the talk. And, of course, we hope you'll want to get these by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't laid in your long-term food storage, if you haven't got your mercury water filters, or if you haven't laid in a supply of health products, and we do carry the vitamins and minerals and alibiotic and iodorol and a whole flock of things that you really need to have on hand for times like these, because we don't know what's going to happen. We think that something big is up this fall, and we're going to be, of course, doing some great programs later today and tomorrow, certainly on the swine flu.